Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, April 15th. But it is not quite tax day yet. I think we get a reprieve until Monday, but don't quote me on that. So we went from red overnight and got into the green today. Even wheat, which is expecting some long-awaited and much-needed rainfall, managed to work itself into positive territory during the balance of the day. So looking at the corn, we've got May finishing up 4.5 cents at 378.5. That's an important technical settlement over the previous high of the year of 78.25. That could bring in some additional fund short covering should that hold over the weekend. May corn finished up 16.25 cents on the week. Funds are probably still short over 100,000 contracts of corn, even if they did cover possibly 10,000 during today's trading session. So the corn is being supported partially just by this technical short covering. Also, we're seeing some dryness down in Brazil, and that is affecting the yields on the second Safrinha corn crop down there. So that is something to keep an eye on. But as we move higher and start taking out these technical levels, it's definitely going to bring in more aggressive fund short covering. Moving to the wheat, May wheat finished even on the day at 459.75. That's down just a half cent on the week. And December finished up a penny and a half at 494.25. In Kansas City, we've got the May down 2.75 at 457. Kansas City Dece down 3 at 503.5. So the May there was down 2.25 cents on the week. Funds are still short about 75,000 contracts of wheat. And it's the battle between the rain and the technical short covering. We will have to wait and see how that plays out. Again, there are good rains expected across the wheat belt over the next week or so, in some parts enough to worry about some isolated flooding in parts of central Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and southwestern Nebraska. Moving to the soybeans, May beans finished today up 8 cents at 956, and November up 7.25 cents at 966.5. So May beans are now up 39.25 cents on the week. What's driving the beans higher is a combination of too much rain down in Argentina, which is delaying the harvest. They are usually about 32% finished by now, and they are running only at 15%, and it's also having a negative effect on yield down there. NOPA crush numbers came out today. No big surprises there. Didn't have a whole lot of effect on the bean market. Also, we've got news that China's bean imports for the period of October through March were up 12%. This is about double of what the USDA forecast was. And also, there's been a large increase in China's veg oil imports as well. This, again, is supportive of the bean complex. So all in all, a good finish in the grains to finish off the week, and we'll have to see how the Commitment of Traders report comes out and give us an indication if anything changes over the weekend as far as weather forecasts to see what happens on Sunday night. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading down about 21 points at 94.69. Crude oil has backed off down now $1.16 at 40.34 after trading as high as 41.73 today. So the expected agreement out of a meeting in Qatar over the weekend is not expected to have much effect on production there. Those people just can't seem to agree on a freeze. The Dow is down about 30 points, and we've got gold trading up about $10 at $1,236 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. You can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend, and for you guys out there planting, be safe.